Hello and welcome to my latest Matchpod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Manchester United back in action in their final match of 2025. A pretty horrible 2025, to be perfectly honest. It is a home match against Wolves, following on from their victory against Newcastle. A match that they saw out. They saw out and defensively did the basics, blocking shots, making it hard for the team, for Newcastle to not get clear shots on goal. Things that they definitely did not do against Aston Villa and against Bournemouth. So it's important for United to follow that up. And you hear the talk, all this talk of, well, look at the matches that they got up. They're playing Wolves. I don't know if they've got the least number of points at a halfway stage in the Premier League ever in any Premier League. I would imagine 2 points. It must be not won a game. And I think this is the 18th or 19th game of the season. And then it's the two promoted sides, obviously, away from home. Burnley and Leeds on Sunday. Obviously, that takes up its own pressures. A Leeds game, it doesn't matter where when you played Leeds home or away from Manchester United, it'll be a difficult game. But they are a newly promoted team. But all that talk was exactly the same when we had Everton, then Crystal Palace, then West Ham, and then it was Wolves after that, then Bournemouth. It was like, oh, if United can win those five games. But as always, with this incarnation of Manchester United, especially with the players we've got, with their weak mentality, they couldn't even put away a 10-man Everton side that decided to put themselves down to 10 men stupidly. Well, Gay did anyway. And then the match we won was against Palace, which probably people were thinking we wouldn't win. They couldn't beat West Ham, did the business against Wolves, who hasn't this season. And then couldn't beat Bournemouth, and then we had the Villa game. So this Man United side, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if they didn't turn up against Wolves. I mean, you would hope you could play Wolves at home, maybe win 2 or 3 nil and nice and comfortable. But this Manchester United side could turn up and easily lose 2 or 3 nil. And to be fair to Wolves, they've been better away from home than they have been at home. Their last two away matches have been Arsenal and Liverpool, and they've lost both 2-1. The Arsenal game, I think it was 2 own goals. Obviously, just losing 2-1 to Liverpool. They gave away 2 late goals in the first half, but came back in the second half, but couldn't get the equaliser. And obviously, in between that, they lost 2-0 at home to Brentford, a match which you would look at and they're probably targeting. Maybe we could get the victory. But so they are better away from home and much more solid. And I think they try to play Man United at football at Molineux, and United won 4-1. They equalised too early, basically, at the end of the first half, and if they'd done it at the end of the second half, done and dusted. But United stepped it up in the second half, and they exploited the gaps. They do have good players, Manchester United, but do they have a good team? I think that's the question. Will players step up and perform when it's needed to? And I mean, they can perform in bigger games, we've seen that, but can they perform in the so-called run-of-the-mill games? The team today is the same team as against Newcastle, apart from the fact that, shock horror, Mason Mount is injured. It's a shame because he'd done okay in the without Bruno Fernandes on the pitch. But as I mentioned before, if you can't stay fit, what is the point? Now, what is the formation going to be? I mean, the manager's talking this week about changing the formation because of the players that he's got. He's talked about it wasn't the media or the press that needed to wait till we were doing better. 1-2, get 2 matches in 8. So that's, again, I mean, I am for them. I'm more backing the manager than these players who have taken the mick for the number of years. I mean, I'll mention Xerxes in a moment. But he's making a bit of a fool of himself there. You know, he's showing weakness in that regard. But in football, if you're getting results, then you can show as much weakness as you want. As you say, last season, Pep Guardiola, I think he lost like 6 games out of 7 or something like that. If you keep, no matter what who you are as a manager, if you keep getting bad results, you will be sacked. It doesn't matter who you are. And I think for Ruben Amorim's point of view, he knows he needs to get results. As I say, the so-called one of more straightforward games. Oh, but then we play Man City and Arsenal in back-to-back weeks. So, we'll see how things pan out in that regard. But in regards to the teams, Lemens in goal, it's Dorgo on the right, it'll be Luke Shaw on the left, and Dallo, Martinez, and heaven in sort of the three nominal centre-backs. I think they were playing a situation when they had the ball, it was a four. When they didn't have the ball, it was a five, because Drogo was getting up and down on that right-hand side. And that's it. You need that fitness. You need those players. I mean, the manager talked, I didn't have the players that, you know, that are required to play the so-called 3-4-3. I think that's just ridiculous, because at the end of the day, in the summer, it was pretty obvious that you needed at least a midfielder and a goalkeeper. But you went for the forward players, which to be fair, I understand, because we needed goals, and we do look more likely to score goals than not score goals, although we did against Newcastle, against better teams when we don't have a lot of the possession. But I mean, part of the problem is we can't keep the ball. We can't break through the lines as games go on, and That is a big problem. The midfield two will be, or the midfield will be, Casemiro and Ugarte, and then it is the front three is Cunha, Sesko, and Xerxes, who comes in from out. Let's see if Xerxes can actually be bothered to actually put in a bit of effort today, because he's sulking because, oh, I want to leave for Roma. Well, do you know what? Say to Roma, this is how much you have to pay. Unfortunately, we've got players off on AFCON. So he's not leaving. You know, these players, as I say, these players at Old Trafford, people will talk about, yes, the culture at the football club has been awful, and the actual but part of that is because of the way the football club is run, where priority isn't given to the football side. But Xerxes came on, he didn't try a jot. Maybe he'll try a drop today. We'll see. As I say, players who think they can just, you know, can't, just because they're not being picked, oh, I won't put in the effort. And that's the problem. And, you know, that's something, you know, you've got to feel slightly sorry for the manager. He's having to deal with these egos, people thinking they can just, you know, put in a performance whenever they need to. You need consistent performances. And that's what Manchester United need to do, to look at the points that they dropped this season. And, you know, that most of the times they drop points, they deserve to drop points because they've not been able to step up. And if we look at their bench, I think it's only one outfield player above 20, and that's Malacia, a player that the club wanted to sell in the summer. So, you know, in regards of changing the team during the match today, it'll be interesting to see what he does. It wouldn't surprise me if the players can run the 90 minutes, then he will keep them all on. I mean, what you'd like to see is United to be maybe three or four up, but that doesn't happen with Manchester United. So, you know, if you're Wolves, you just think to yourself, what have you got to lose? And the second half of the season can't be any worse than the first half of the season has been. So it'll be interesting to see if United can step up when they need, in a match where they're clear favourites, and it's a game that they have a fantastic opportunity to end the year on a high. And, you know, for Benjamin Sesko, this is a great opportunity to have to get further goals, because he does need to be getting some goals. He played well. I mean, I think he played, you know, I say the word reasonable, I think he played okay against Newcastle. He linked the play very well. He had that opportunity where he just hit the bar just before he was taken off. But hopefully it can be actually put in. As I say, there were times when he should have been slotted in, and it wasn't. And there were other times when passes were made, and they were shocking passes. So hopefully players can actually put the ball in for him. And as I say, more crosses when he went off the pitch than when he came on the pitch. In regards of when he was injured, there were loads of crosses going in, especially against Everton. They were playing against 10 men. But they don't seem to want to cross to Benjamin Sesko for some reason. But there have been situations where they're not wanting to pass to Dorgo either. So we'll see how things pan out. I'm popping out for the game, so I will be back post-match today. So it'll be interesting to see how United get on. All over Old Trafford, and surprise, surprise not, Manchester United fail to win. Well, I say at least they don't lose. I mean, it's probably a good job that I forgot my phone, to be honest, because if I'd have done this straight after the game, I may be slightly less calm than I am at the moment. But finished Manchester United 1, Wolves 1, another spineless home performance for Manchester United. It's really poor, and straight from the off, they weren't at the races. Giving the ball away, Wolves were in the ascendancy. Wolves were actually the better side in the first half. There's no doubt about that. But it was United who actually took the lead. It was Xerxes. I mean, I say creation. It wasn't really. It was his own creation, to be perfectly honest. Some great play from heaven. Great sort of taking the ball off. And just to say, what was definitely went back into the back three. But it was Martinez in the middle, Heaven on the right, and Shaw on the left, and Dorgu and Dallow were playing as the wide players. But great challenge. It was a breakaway for Wolves, but a great challenge. A good job he made it, because the space in behind, Wolves had already sort of got in round the sides a couple of times, but couldn't put their shots on target. But Heaven took the ball away, ran towards the box, touch into Xerxes, nice little sort of turn from Xerxes, a shot, and it was deflected into the back of the net, but at least it was a shot, and I think that might be Manchester United's first shot on target anyway. Sesko had an opportunity created himself from the byline, where he sort of cut in, and it was actually deflected wide. I think the keeper would have saved it anyway, but it was deflected wide. Although it wasn't given as a corner, the shot was deemed as wide. But Wolves were controlling them. They controlled the midfield. I'd argue United have the worst midfield in the Premier League. I mean the way Casemiro and Ugarte were good at nipping in and getting the ball back, but there was no creativity there. When basically what they should have been doing is they should have been playing the balls to either Cunha or to Xerxes for the creation. Although in regards of Cunha, I've heard some people say that he was trying too hard. I just actually think he was poor, going down too easily. There were times when he was fouled and the referee didn't give it, but there were times when he wasn't fouled and the referee did give it. And I think the early ones where he wasn't really touched but was going down theatrically, by the time he got into the second half of the night, we're trying to push on for a winner, the ref wasn't going to be fooled in regard, because he'd been fooled before and just going down way too easily. But United scored their goal, but didn't really change too much in the game. They had a little bit more possession, but Wolves actually deservedly got an equaliser. Before that, there'd been a great save from Lemens. It just broke out on the right hand side, got him round the back, a little touch through, and then a shot from the Wolves left, saved by the feet of Lemens. And then there was a header from their big Nigerian striker. Which he really should have done better. He headed it over. It was a free header. And as I say, Martinez was caught out in that because, as I say, he is smaller, and he was caught out in regards of the crossover and Heaven didn't tuck in. But they got their deserved equaliser right at the end of the first half, the last minute, like they did in the game at Molineux. A corner came in. Flicked on by Xerxes. All the United players were running out, or they wasn't fully cleared, and Krejci headed the ball into the back of the net. It wasn't a powerful header, but it was a very well directed header into the corner. And Wolves went in at half time, and deservedly went in at half time at 1-1. Into the second half, United were better, but not much better. In regards of trying to push a team. Remember, this is a Wolves team that have not won a game in the Premier League. They'd won two. They got 2 points, two draws in 18 matches. It's now 3-19. The worst ever Premier League side. And Man United were making them look like they were not necessarily prime Barcelona, but making them look like a mid-table team. Actually, they look like a from looking at the table, they looked a better side than Manchester United. And that is saying a lot. And United are sixth in the table. They've managed to hold on to sixth. Not that that really matters. But they were better. There was an opportunity for Sesko. The flag did go up. It was actually a decent ball from Casemiro. The flag did go up, but he headed it straight at the goalkeeper. The thing is, you've got to put it into the back of the net. Saar then made a big error, but managed to scramble back to his line. I mean, United wouldn't have deserved that either. I mean, it seemed like the only way they were going to get a goal would be if Wolves made a mistake, and they nearly did them. But Wolves were still dangerous going up towards the other end. Lemens made a fantastic double save, just not clearing the ball out. And it's quite interesting, because Heaven, who had a decent game, he struggled in that right side of a three. I mean, I would have rather put either Shaw or Martinez there. More experienced players know how to use their bodies better, and he just got slightly caught out, and then there was a drill shot in, great save on the men's, and he got up to clear the ball away from a player running in to put it into the back of the net. So, as I say, when Lemens is your man of the match against bottom of the table, 2 points out of 18 Wolves, it really is an unacceptable performance. It's just weak performance for Manchester United. But what did I say before the game? These players, the mentality is weak. Yes, they're clear question marks against the manager. And the manager is now under pressure again. I mean, it just takes one bad result. But we'll sort of come back to that in a moment. But as the game wore on, United were pushing and pushing, but they didn't actually create any clear-cut opportunities. And Wolves were still looking dangerous on the break. Dalot put in a good challenge on a shot on the edge of the area when Wolves had got some space in behind. And it was deflected wide. And then there was opportunity late on for Dorgu, which he did put into the back of the net. Ball into Sesko. He made space for himself. Low shot with his left foot. Saar got his hand to it. Full stretch. Dorgu smashed it into the roof of the net. Unfortunately, Dorgu was offside. So, it doesn't count if you're offside. So that was the flag went up straight away. So, and then United, they pushed on further. But, I mean, what sold everything? I mean, from that offside, the goalkeeper kicked the ball straight out of play. And then United threw the ball into the box. Not to one of their... They threw it high in the air to Cunha. Defenders just headed it. Wolves broke up the pitch and got a corner. United still have further opportunities, but some poor... Well, I would say poor crosses. I mean, it's probably harsh to say it's a poor cross, but it wasn't a very well-directed cross. I mean, Sesko's at the back post and you're putting it towards the near post. It needs to be hit further over the goalkeeper. But maybe people will say Sesko should be running towards the near post so that he can get to the ball sort of earlier from them. And then United had a couple of corners, but they didn't deserve to get anything. There were boos at the final whistle, and I could understand. I'm not a booer. I'd say I wasn't at the game. I was watching on the TV, and it was a poor performance against a poor Wolves side, a side that I think they lost 12 games in a row. Although what did worry me was that there was a point when it was mentioned that Wolves' last away win was against Manchester United in the Premier League. So, it's a poor result, and it's sort of in regards to the manager. He was talking about changing formation because of the players that he got. I mean, he had to make, you know, as I say, he had only one outfield player over 20, which was Malacia, but he didn't bring him on, which is not to say they're a bad thing. I mean, Malacia shouldn't even be at the football club. Jack Fletcher did come on at halftime for Xerxes. I've not found out whether it was an injury or not yet. I've not really looked at too much since, so it'll be interesting to see what the reasoning for that was, because you need to have a second player. Jack Fletcher did come on. Didn't really do too much, but he's a young player who's being thrust in. And as I say, people will talk about injuries in AFCON, but that's not an excuse. I mean, people who come up with that excuse, it's not acceptable. It's not an excuse. You bought Brian Mbeumo knowing that he was going to AFCON. You knew that Ahmed was going to go to AFCON. Mazraoui, I know he was bought last season, but you knew he was going to AFCON. You plan for that. You make sure you plan for that. I mean, injuries are injuries. This is Manchester United. They've actually done quite well with injuries. But you also find that with Manchester United, when things aren't going very well, it's amazing how the injuries do pile up. And the manager, again, as I said, he is under pressure. There's lots of chance. I mean, Dennis has sent a message already saying surely it's hammering out. Although, good news, Dennis is willing to come back on the pod for free. Because apparently, I mean, I've somehow managed to convince him I'm not making millions out of this shock horror. But, you know, the manager is under pressure. He's not beaten a shocking Wolves side in an awful performance. And as I say, next up, Leeds away, Burnley away, two newly promoted sides, which United would, I wouldn't say expect 6 points, but would, you know, they've put pressure on themselves to get two victories. And if he doesn't, imagine if he loses both of those, people want him out. People want him out now, basically. But as I say, I mean, in regards of myself, the manager said it himself against Grimsby. I think the players told me what they think. And the problem is, at this football club, the players seem to be in charge ahead of the manager. And that's a massive problem. And as I say, what about the people that appointed the manager? They made that decision. And as I say, if he was trying to fool people around his system, he's gone back to a system against bottom of the table Wolves. And as I say, Wolves have actually played reasonably well away from home. They went to Arsenal and didn't deserve to lose. They played against Liverpool. I didn't watch that game in any way, shape or form, but only lost by two goals to one. So coming to Old Trafford, these players, they're weak mentally. They started the game badly, and that's the problem. You need to start the game strongly and properly. And as I said, people will say, oh, the manager's changed his system for game against Newcastle. Newcastle, if they'd have won 2-1 or 3-1, nobody could have had a complaint. They just couldn't put the ball into the back of the net. United defended really well, but why couldn't they defend really well in today's game and then use that tackle? They had more attacking threat today against Wolves than they did against Newcastle in that second half. But maybe part of that was because Wolves weren't having to push on like Newcastle did have to push on to get the equaliser. But to be fair to Wolves, they sat in really well and were dangerous for Manchester United. They weren't just putting... It wasn't like a complete low block like it was against Everton. Had 10 men. They basically just said, we've scored a goal. Come on. You know, let's see what you've got. And United struggle against teams like that. Like, United struggle when they do have the ball. To say Newcastle had more possession at Old Trafford than Manchester United. Manchester United win the game. Manchester United had more possession than Wolves eventually. And Manchester United do not win the game. And as I say, it was a shocking, poor performance. And, you know, nothing's gonna happen at this stage. You'd imagine. I mean, Sir Rat is clueless, let's be perfectly honest. And as I say, if Amorim is fired, you have to question Omar Berada and Jason Wilcott, who actually are the only people at the football club who actually understand football in the hierarchy above the manager. That is a massive worry. If they're the football people that have put this manager in charge, and then they sack him on the back of, well, it is a shocking performance. And I mean, as I say, it's probably worse than the Everton performance. But United, since the international break, have not won a game at home. What has happened there? They'd won their last four before the international break. So what has happened there? And things need to change and fast. And the manager, as I say, I think the manager's fully aware that it's a case of, yep, if results don't improve, he will be gone. But we'll still be stuck with these players. And as I say, the excuse of the players being injured in AFCON is just not an excuse at all. It has to be better. There's no doubt about that. So, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk. Up of airs, podcast platform, Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, PCAST, Podbean, Podchaser. Search MUFC Global and it will come up. I had a message from a friend as well when I got back. Basically, he's hammering him out. So, you know, this is it. I mean, I'd rather be a certain number of players out as well. But as I say, Manchester United, do they even have a plan? And that's the scary thing. What is their plan if they do sack Ruben Amorim? Is there one? Because I can tell you now, it doesn't look like they had a plan when they sacked Erik ten Hag and everybody wanted him out. So, you know, careful what you wish for. As I say, this football club is an absolute joke. It's not even a proper football club. I was out with my mate on Sunday and his son was talking about Manchester United and I was saying, yeah, United are, they are a big club, but they're not a big football club. And that's the key. Football has to be the priority, but it is not. And we should all be supporting for this football club to make sound football decisions that are for the betterment of the football club and not for the betterment of the scum power side Glazers. And that idiot, that is Sir Rat. Absolutely clueless. It's quite apt that we've got the same number of points as Chelsea, because basically that's really where Sir Rat wants to be. But yeah, fair play to the Glazers. They've screwed Sir Rat over as well. He's an absolute idiot. But the players, the manager today on the football pitch, not acceptable, not good enough. Next up is Leeds away. Now that is going to be a battle. And maybe this Manchester United side is better equipped for it to be a battle than it is for actually them trying to actually, take hold of the game and put aside to the sword. But we'll see how that pans out, and I will be back post-match after the Leeds game.